This is News Talk.
Well, it should be no surprise that the man on the front of all of the broadsheets and most of the tabloids is John Hume. The Irish Times dedicates its entire front page to a striking black and white photo of the former SDPLP leader with the title, The Man Who Built the Peace. It forms an 8-page pull-out supplement to the Nobel Peace Prize winner. The Irish Independent says, Ireland is now blessed by the peace John gifted to us all. Again, another great photo of John Hume being detained by a soldier during a civil rights protest in Derry in 1971. And the Irish Examiner has a quote, I want to see Ireland as an example to men and women everywhere of what can be achieved by living for ideals rather than fighting for them and by viewing each and every person as worthy of respect and honour. And those are words to live by for sure. Also on the front of the Irish Independent is wedding limits to stay as GAA gets go-ahead for bigger crowds. Couples with summer weddings planned are facing bad news, with the government expected to leave in place strict rules on indoor gatherings. It was hoped that the rules on indoor events such as weddings and christenings would be eased to allow up to 100 people to attend events. However, a senior government source said the current COVID-19 rules, which allow only 50 people to attend weddings, are likely to remain in place over concerns about a rise in clusters from indoor events. The rules on outdoor gatherings are expected to be eased to allow 500 people to attend sports events. So this could mean more people will be able to attend GAA and League of Ireland matches. A senior cabinet minister says the general consensus within cabinet is that pubs should be allowed to reopen. Is it not better to have lads having their few pints in controlled environments as opposed to sheds, shebeens and house parties, they said. The green list of countries deemed safe for non-essential travel may be reduced due to a spike in coronavirus cases across Europe. Senior government figures confirmed the cabinet is considering reducing the list to take into account the rise in new cases in certain countries. And lots more on that throughout the day. To the tabloids, the Irish Daily Star leads with its D-Day for pubs last orders. It says publicans to demand state buy up their licences if stores stay shut. Similarly, on the front of the Irish Daily Mail, pubs D-Day, bar owners on tenterhooks as cabinet to decide whether to give reopening green light. And the Herald has on its front page, wedding crashers, government to rule out increase in 50 guest limits at ceremonies, but joy for sports fans as 500 to be let in to matches. Now to some other stories covered in the papers. In the Irish Times, doubt cast on cholesterol-lowering medicine. Millions of people worldwide who take cholesterol-lowering drugs daily to ward off heart disease may not be benefiting as much as they think. Doubts have been cast on the effectiveness of the medication after a warning by analysts that decades of research have failed to show consistent benefit in targeting so-called bad cholesterol. The analysis published in the journal BMJ, evidence-based medicine, showed over three quarters of the trials reported no positive impact on risk of death and nearly half reported no positive impact on risk of future cardiovascular disease. Now back to COVID-19. Glynn cautions against blaming any group for the rising number of cases. So last night we heard there has been no further deaths related to COVID-19 in the state, but 46 new confirmed cases, according to figures from the Department of Health. And Dr. Ronan Glynn, the acting chief medical officer, cautioned against blaming any particular group for the greater numbers in recent days. He said the vast majority of young people in Ireland have followed public health advice and have made very significant sacrifices to protect themselves and others. People of all ages will occasionally slip up as they learn to live safely with the virus. And continuing with that story, we've learned that 5 clusters or outbreaks of COVID-19 have been identified among fruit and vegetable producers who've been battling to secure sufficient labour for the ongoing 2020 harvest. The size of the outbreaks, their location and how many people have been infected affected is not knowing. Staying on COVID, Irish Independent says there may never be a silver bullet to kill the virus, says WHO chief. This is not what anyone wants to hear. Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus said a number of vaccines are now in phase 3 clinical trials and we all hope to have a number of effective vaccines, but there's no silver bullet at the minute and there might never be. Also in the paper, an interesting story for anyone doing up their homes. OnPost is to launch a one-stop shop for householders who are upgrading their homes to make them more energy efficient. The scheme involves a package that includes cheap loans, having the work carried out for homeowners and applying for the grant for the consumer. The all-in-one approach will mean that those taking a loan from OnPost will have the retrofitting work carried out for them, project management looked after and the grant application process handled. And that's good news for many homeowners who want to do up their homes. And the Irish Examiner reports a 42% rise in claims against the HSE since 2015. It says the state's claims agency, which manages personal injury and property damage, claims by staff and members of the public, has seen a steady increase in the number of claims made against the health service and services funded by the HSE over the past 5 years. Figures furnished to the paper show the SCA, which manages 7,104 claims in June 30th, and the fixture was just over 5,000 in 2015. In the Irish Times, Minister pledges support for children with special needs returning to schools. Thousands of pupils with special needs will require additional supports to help them readjust when schools reopen at the end of the month. Minister of State for Special Education, Josefa Madigan, said the 17,000 pupils in special schools or classes have been affected greatly by being out of their routines as schools and would like to be given extra help during the transition back. She said work was underway to support children with complex needs and at very high risk to ensure that they make progress, though they may not be able to return to school in the same way as other pupils. If a parent doesn't want to send their child back to school due to an underlying condition, there is home tuition available. The Irish Daily Mail has a story that Sinn Féin wants free school books for all. The back-to-school policy will be launched by the Sinn Féin education spokesman Donica O'Leary today. The policy also recommends that transport be made more flexible and affordable for pupils. New legislation to make uniforms cheaper and a €140 back-to-school bonus be given to people who require state assistance with childcare payments. And that's probably likely to go down well with people. Also in the Irish Examiner, charities welcome EU plan on child sex abuse. Irish children's charities have welcomed EU plans to combat child sex abuse amid concerns here and across Europe of a rise over the COVID-19 emergency of child abuse and online abuse imagery. The new EU strategy to combat child sex abuse announced the first steps towards the possible creation of an EU expert centre to combat child abuse similar to an existing US body. The strategy also calls for immediate measures to address the threat to identify children abused or exploited being posed by internet and telecom giants, increasing end-to-end encryption of communications. And it says that plans by Facebook to introduce end-to-end encryption for its messaging service could reduce the existing numbers of reports of child abuse imagery in the EU by half or as much as two-thirds. And an interesting story in the Irish Times, we have members of an enclosed order of nuns staged their own marathon yesterday by walking the distance of the Olympic event in tribute to COVID-19 frontline workers. At 1 p.m, the 12 enclosed Redemptorist sisters at St. Alphonsus Road in Dublin's Drumcondra began walking in relays around their grounds in prayer and thanksgiving for frontline workers in healthcare and other services dealing with the pandemic. Each sister is walking 1 hour and 15 minutes at the rate of 17 minutes a mile. Sister Lucy said, "We all started together at 1 p.m. she said, and hoped to have culminatively completed 26 miles by 8 p.m. And for something else a bit lighter, Normal People star Paul Mescal, the flavour of the moment, will appear in a music video for the Rolling Stones, the band has confirmed. The actor stars in the video for Scarlet. It's a previously unreleased track the group recorded with Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page in 1970. 1994. And also in the Irish Daily Mail, we have Ireland is leading actors are in the frame to be 007. Three of Ireland's most critically acclaimed actors have been tipped for the race to be the next James Bond. GQ, the quintessential male British Bible, has named Michael Fassbender, Aidan Turner and Cillian Murphy as contenders for the 007 role.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com, this is News Talk.